But it's our job to just go out there and continue to fight.
You've been around LeSean for a lot of years now. What do you see as far as, obviously things aren't coming as easily for him this year, but how do you feel like he's handled it, and you know, what do you see from him?
I think he's handled it well. You know, we've had a lot of changes up front. And I think one thing that we've also done very well is that we've provided depth at that position up front. But I think he's handled it well. You know, I think it's going to be good for him in the long run. But I think he's still, you know, capable of carrying a load, and he's proven that. And you know, like earlier, I don't know where all the assumptions or things are coming from. He's not the same player. You know, he's still the same guy. So
when you look at the two rookie receivers on the team, Jordan and Josh, you know, they seem to be having different seasons and stuff. But like, what do you see out of them? And then when you look around and you see all the, you know, a lot of rookie receivers having big years, you know, what do you?
Yeah, think? I mean, for starters, this rookie draft class is unbelievable for the receiver position. A lot of guys making plays. You know, arguably we could say that we got, you know, one of the better ones in Jordan, and a guy who we think can be very successful in this league as well, and Josh. You know, I think it's different because, you know, Josh didn't really have a preseason. He really kind of just got thrown into the fire a little bit. You know, so he's still kind of learning a little bit, and so is Jordan. You know, Jordan had a little more experience leading into the season, being able to play preseason and training camp. You know, one thing both of them do, they work extremely hard. So for Jordan, his job is to continue to gain experience, continue to get better, continue to listen to the older guys, because there's a lot of room he has to get to where he needs to be. And then for Jordan, just to keep fighting. You know, everything's not going to be as easy as you think it is.
Do you see guys, like especially receivers coming out of college now, being like a lot more prepared for the pro game, even going back, you know, 5 years when you came up?
Yeah, I know. I think I just think, you know, this class is pretty good. You know, I think every now and then you get a class like this that, you know, a lot of guys kind of really catch your eye. You can't expect that every year, though.
Getting back to Zach's question, why is it 1,000 yards? I mean, it's kind of the benchmark for, you know, people talk about how many 1,000-yard seasons guys have. Why does it not mean anything to you?
Because it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't define what type of player I am. You know, like I've always said, you know, the only player I want to be is be a reliable one. And, you know, if I'm that guy, and then the stats and everything will come, you know, there's a chance that I might go over the benchmark this game. There's a chance it could take longer than that. Who knows? But my only job is to be reliable for my team.
Has 2 weeks with Mark given you a sense what he can do, what this offense can do with him?
Yeah. You know, our offense isn't going to change very much. You know, I think Mark's done a good job, you know, up until this point. You know, obviously everybody wants plays they would like to have back, but I think he's done a great job. I just think, you know, last week, I think we kind of, as a team, we just didn't play very well.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.